Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Somebody requested a call back from this number. My name is Maria. How may I help you this morning? This is the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded.
Okay. My name is Deborah LaRosa.
Mm-hmm.
And
How may
I
I help
have
you?
an ID, my ID, but I received a letter in the mail saying that I didn't call in. So I was denied for my first, I guess it would be my first payment.
Okay, let me have your social security number, ma'am.
Okay, 416 84 2145.
Okay, so let me.
If the claim ID will help you, I can give you that too.
Yeah, I need your birthday and your ID and your full name, please.
Okay, my birthday is 12/18/56.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you tell me you needed? I'm sorry.
Your full name and your identification, your driver's license.
Oh, 3441.
I'm sorry, ma'am, we have a really bad connection. So if you're on speaker Bluetooth, you might want to remove that and repeat that.
Okay, hold on. Okay, it's 362 4441.
Okay, and your first and your last name?
Deborah, Deborah, LaRosa, LaRussa.
Okay, so let me look and see here. When was the last time you filed? So the last time you filed was in November, right? November 20th?
I did. I called that day, but I didn't realize that that would start my unemployment, so I didn't know to call this number yet.
Okay. So this is the thing, ma'am, okay? Your claim closed because you did not call, okay? So we need to reopen it. Okay, you need to start the whole process again.
Are you kidding?
I can explain for you at the end. No, ma'am. The week you don't call is the week it closes.
Well, I didn't
okay,
even know
so,
I was supposed to be calling. I thought I'd get some kind of notice to tell me, you know, when I needed to start calling.
Okay, so at the closing, when they finish your claim, they should have read to you a disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that explains that you're supposed to be calling and looking for a job. Okay,
yes,
so if that didn't happen, then it closed. Okay, so what I could do for you is I can reopen it again now.
Okay,
okay?
That'd be awesome.
And I can give you instructions and I can sort of help you figure out how to, you know, backdate it. Okay,
okay, and when I do this, when should I? Oh, I want to be sure I don't do this again.
Exactly instructions.
Okay.
Yeah, I will give you instructions.
All right.
Ma'am. Let's go ahead and reopen it first. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you said your first name was Deborah.
D-E-B.
Your last name was
LaRosa.
LaRosa, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever used a different name or social security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you don't have a middle name or a maiden name, nothing like that?
LaRosa is my maiden name, and no, my mama didn't give me no middle name.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. That's okay, ma'am. We're good. Your date of birth, you said, was 12/18/56.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. And your gender is female. Okay. Is your gender female?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, just unfortunately, we have to ask nowadays.
I understand.
Are you just where we live in? Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't have any difficulty with English, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated high school, 12th grade.
Okay. And you give me your driver's license. If you are approved, ma'am, for benefits, you have the option to receive your benefits either as a direct deposit into a check in your savings or choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
Okay, let's do a direct deposit.
Okay, if you want to do a direct deposit, ma'am, it has to be a traditional bank.
It's PNC Bank.
Okay, I would need the routing and the account number.
Okay, I can give you the routing number. Okay, is it the last nine numbers you need?
No, ma'am, I need the full account
number. Okay, let's do this, okay.
I need the routing. The routing is usually the first few numbers on your account. The first set of numbers should be the routing.
Okay.
And the account should be the second.
Okay, this is the number I've got for routing. It's 083-000-180.
Are you sure it's not 108?
It is 108, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, we just need to make sure, ma'am. Okay, and the account number?
316-067-1704.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you repeat the account number for me?
316-067-1704.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So that's correct. Okay, what's your mailing address?
It is 2254 Florest, F-O-R-E-S-T, Lakes, L-A-K-E-S, and Sterrett, Alabama, 35147.
Okay. And
205-370-7113.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so I have your address as being 2254 Forest Lane Street, Sterrett, Alabama, 35147.
It's a Forest Lakes Lane.
Yeah.
2254. Okay. Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I need to ask you some questions for security purposes. Ma'am, which of the following vehicles have you been associated with? 96 Saturn, 97 Land Rover, 99 Mercury, 2002 Mitsubishi Montero, or none of these?
None of those.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 104 Shane Lane, 2602 18th Avenue, 4001 Main Street, 835 Kensington Manor,
none of the above. None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities have you had an association with? Birmingham, Gadsden, Mobile, Anniston, or none of the above?
Now, does that mean where I'm, I guess Birmingham, that is where I've always lived.
Okay. Okay. Did you, let's see here, have you worked since the last time you filed for an employment?
Yes, ma'am.
You've worked since the last time you filed
ma'am.
For employment? Okay. Okay. Since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? It's okay. Are you currently attending any school or training? But you are available
yes, ma'am.
To work. Okay. Are you currently receiving any pension or work
no,
or
ma'am.
Compensation? Okay. What was your last job description? Ma'am?
Administrative assistant. Administrative assistant. I was going to tell you, last week I sent all my pay stubs in and a copy of my resume, and I had faxed it. Let's see what the number was. 334-956-7499. Do you think y'all would still have that information?
Okay.
Okay.
I have no idea, ma'am. That's a different department that would do that. So, unfortunately,
okay,
I can't tell you yes or no. I'll give you a number where you can call and find out, okay? So, ma'am, this is important for you to write down, and this is the part that you didn't understand
the
first time, okay?
Okay.
So, I'm going to read it to you again, okay? Let me know if there's something you do not understand at the end, okay? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin, okay, to meet your unemployment claim requirements effective this
week. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain open for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an career application open for the duration of your unemployment. So you need to go register. Okay. That's at the Alabama Career Center near you.
Okay.
You could either go in person. No,
okay,
you have to go to register. Either in person at the Alabama Career Center, or you can go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Say me.
alabamaworks.alabamaworks.gov /VOSNET, VOSNET. And you need to look for jobs at that website and submit your application. And you need to keep a record of the places you submit your application to, okay, in case you get chosen for review. You must be able, available, and actively be seeking work for the duration of your unemployment. Unemployment claims also require, okay, that you do a weekly certification. The week calendar at the unemployment begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either go online at www.labor.alabama.gov.
www.labor.alabama.gov. Okay.
Or you may also call. You
yes,
can
ma'am.
Also call 205-458.
Now, I've had that number, and I've tried to call that number, but it doesn't give me an option. Because in my paper, it says something like, you don't want to do the chat option. But it didn't give me that option when I was looking at it earlier.
No, ma'am. No. What you're supposed to do on that phone number is certify that you've been looking for a job and that you are able and available for work.
Okay. So that wouldn't be the number I'd call every week? Okay.
Okay. That's what you're doing at that.
Okay.
That is
and
the
what,
number.
And what option does it give me?
But you need to let them know that you're looking. It gives you, you need to listen to the prompt and answer the questions.
Okay, when I called it, it's like I got
an information.
They were giving me options, and I'm thinking, which option do I take?
Well, you need to think about it. Then when you have the options,
you
need to think about these things, okay? You need to be able to go to work, you need to be available for work, and you need to be looking for work. Those are the conditions for you to receive unemployment. So when you're answering the questions, think about those questions. Am I able to go to work? Am I available for work? And am I looking for work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. If you have any other questions, then you're going to need to jot this number down, ma'am. That's 1-800.
Yes, ma'am.
361-4524. Okay. The best number time to call that number is at 4:45 or 4:45.
I call that number when?
Okay. And when you, right, you need to call that number if you want to backdate your claim to November.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
They can do that for you. Okay.
Okay.
Just let them know you didn't understand the process.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, Ms. LaRose, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Let me be sure before I hang up from you to be sure I'm not. Okay, let's see. The number I would call in weekly to update would be 205-458-2282. And then I need to go to www.labor.alabama.gov.
You need to go look for a job.
And that's if I do it online.
To do your, you can do, you could do that if you choose to do your weekly certification online. Yeah.
But yes,
ma'am. You also need to go look for a job. Okay. And you need to go look for a job by going where? To the Alabama Career Center. Okay. Or go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
alabamaworks.alabama/VOSNET.
VOSNET.
VOSNET.
Like Victoria. OSNET.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Any other questions, ma'am?
So the first number I should have to call, was it the 1-800 number 361-4524? Would that be my next step?
It's up to you, ma'am. What you, I, you need to call on Sunday, not before Sunday. Anytime between Sunday and Friday, okay, you need to call the 205-458-2282.
Okay, do I need to start that
name?
Your
weekly certification. Okay.
Okay.
That's the first thing on Sunday, ma'am. Sunday, this coming Sunday. Okay, what you need to do this week is to look for a job, okay, and you can call the 800-361-4524 number, see if they can predate your claim to November.
Predate claim to November. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate your help again, and you've been so nice, and I really appreciate it. Happy holidays to you.
Does that make sense now? You're welcome, ma'am. No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. You as well.